The nature of God, His very essence, who He truly is, can easily be misconstrued, because God reveals Himself both as a God of love and a God of judgment, a God of forgiveness and a God of punishment, and in the end, eternal damnation. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. No wonder people are confused. No wonder some ridicule him on the basis of the apparent incongruence of those two profoundly different aspects of his nature. Back in the day, at the very time that Moses was up on Mount Sinai receiving the tablets with the Ten Commandments, God's own people were down below creating for themselves and worshipping a false idol, a golden calf no less. God was furious and wanted to bring disaster raining down on them. Moses even smashed the first two stone tablets, but then begged God not to harm his people. So God commanded Moses to go back up the mountain a second time with a second set of stone tablets. When he arrived, the Lord said, "Yahweh, the Lord, is a kind and merciful God. He is slow to become angry. He is full of great love. He can be trusted. He shows his faithful love to thousands of people. He forgives people for the wrong things they do, but he doesn't forget to punish guilty people." Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 and 7. God is a God of justice. Yes, our sin angers him. But when we turn back, when we repent, he always forgives us. He is full of great love. He can be trusted. But those who don't turn back to him, those who don't repent, well, he doesn't forget to punish the guilty. The Lord is a kind and merciful God. That's His word, fresh for you today. Friend, whatever you have going on in your life, never forget that the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. We would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.